Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. We are brought to you, as always, by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Our hotlines are open today, 570-743-9565. Give us a call. Any topic is fair game. I got a couple. We got some unfinished business from yesterday, which we will cover first, and some other interesting things we can talk about. Or you decide and give us a call and tell us what you want to chat about. 570-743-9565, or you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. But be sure to include OTM at the start of your message. We are brought to you, as I said, by the Sunbury Motor Company. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials, or you can build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company does, in fact, sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They are a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Again, check them out at sunburymotors.com on the web. Yesterday, we had some lively discussions about a couple of different topics, and we have some emails and texts that we didn't get to when the program went off yesterday, so we'll get to them now. One of our caller, Bob, was talking about the terrorists or people coming across the border, and one of our texters says, Bob, if 1% of the illegals are terrorists, that's about 40,000. That's several army divisions of terrorists. Do you think that's okay, Bob? And stop the lie, Bob. I did not say everyone crossing the border were terrorists, but considering over 4 million have come, some will be. And let's see, the UN is the reason things they are the way they are in the Middle East and the rest of the world. I gather they don't think too much of the good folks at the UN. And we tried to get a CBS correspondent from the UN on this morning, but we didn't have any luck. I thought we'd be interesting to talk about that. Then the attacks on America on 9/11 were not from immigrants crossing the border, was it? I don't think so. These people who believe Jordan would be great at it. And let's see, the Democratic Party is run by the far-left radical leftists. The minority leader is as radical as they come. That finishes our text this morning. On our emails, one of our emailers says, all I've heard for the last several years is the whining and bawling on college campuses about hate speech and how free speech needs amended to make it prohibitive. Now it appears to be acceptable, but then hypocrisy is a well-known trait of the leftists. The one term they have learned is disinformation, and it includes anything they don't want to hear or accept. The latest is the video showing the atrocities in Israel where AI generated and fabricated. I hope people begin to wake up and realize how toxic academia is in this country. There needs to be an academic cleansing. The survival of this country depends on it. Boy, that's a tough one. All right. We have a caller on the line. Stan, good morning from Danville. You're on the mark.
Good morning. I heard a statement by Senator Rubio that people here on visas, if they show support for terrorist organizations, they can be deported for that. And right now we have a lot of students here from foreign countries on student visas, and in these universities, what are we seeing? Support for terrorist organizations. How many of those do you think will be deported?
Well, it depends on how many people take action. Senator Tom Cotton is also calling on the Department of Homeland Security to deport foreign nationals, including people in the U.S. on student visas who have expressed support for Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel.
Right. And who runs the Homeland Security? Oh, that's right, Mr. Mayorkas, who can't close the border and allows illegals to flow readily and easily across it.
No. The border's secure. The border's...
Yeah. There's something else I heard today. That the DOJ is threatening banks if they don't loan money to illegals, if they're using their immigration status as a reason to deny them a loan. I'm sorry, last time I went for a bank loan, I had to produce a Social Security number so they could run a credit check.
Yeah.
So you telling me how an illegal can go to a bank and apply for a loan without a Social Security number? I'd really like to hear the answer to that. But I'm sure all the fine leftists that listen here, like Tom, has the exact answer why that happens. They're denying them loans. If they deny them loans for cars or credit cards or student loans, they can be in trouble from the DOJ. The DOJ's threatening because they may be violating the law against, I forget exactly, but it's a law that you can't discriminate upon race, religion, and country of origin.
Can you discriminate if they don't have proper identification and collateral?
they would discriminate against us, which I understand. But country of origin isn't the same as immigration status. So if a bank is denying these loans because of immigration status, were they breaking the law? But that seems to be what they're kind of trying to go after. Don't understand it, but why the special privileges for the illegals all of a sudden? Oh, wait a minute, it's been going on for years. What's the deal? First they want to give them picture IDs. Now they want to give them work permits. You know, they said because these people wouldn't be taking American citizen jobs, but you give them work permits, what are they going to do? They're going to go in and compete against Americans for the jobs. And picture ID, you know what happens with a picture ID? They can go get a driver's license, and they may already have driver's license, even though they're here illegally, and don't have the proper identification, birth certificates, and all that, like you or I are required to have when we go get our license. But yet we'll give them the ID and the driver's license, and then that opens them up to voting, because like here in PA, Mr. Shapiro, he says automatic voter registration, and you go get your license or renew it. So please tell me how we're going to stop this.
Well, I don't know. You ask a very good question. First of all, we have to have the will to stop it. We have to realize that it needs to be stopped, and I don't think everybody's on board with that yet.
You think?
No, I don't think that they are. They should be, but they aren't.
Yeah, but there's people that will call this station and whine and moan that the illegals are being treated poorly. I'm sorry, they're being brought into this country, allowed into this country, not stopped. Most and a big majority of them are military-age males coming alone. What are they up to? Why would they be coming here from, I don't know, over 50 foreign countries, probably more than that, large numbers from Turkey and Iran and Syria. Why are they here? China's another one. Why are they sending their single males here?
I'm more concerned.
What are they up to?
I'm more concerned about these kids on the college campuses. I got a big kick out of Congressman Bowman, who I'm now calling Four Alarm Bowman, since he turns in fire alarms whenever he feels like it. Whenever he feels crushed or pushed for time, he turns in a fire alarm. But he believes these kids on college campuses who are supporting Hamas possibly need some help, the legal help. They might need legal help. They might need counseling. They might need financial support in some way or another to help them overcome these terrible feelings they have of being oppressed.
I think maybe they need some mental health care, but anyways, that's a whole other thing. But Mr. Fire Alarm Bowman, he wants to bring these Hamas the Palestinian refugees to this country. I'm sorry, there's lots of countries right near where they're at. Why would you bring a refugees 5,000, 10,000, whatever it is, across the ocean to here? 5,000, 10,000 miles, I don't know how far it is. I've never flown there. I just know it's a long way. When there's countries 1,000 miles or less nearby that can take them in. But, oh, that's right, they won't take them in. The other Arab countries in the region will not take the Palestinians in, because every time they have in the past, they have tried to destabilize the governments of that country that took them in. That's why they won't let them in. But we're supposed to bring them here? I'm sorry. What are they? What's these leftists trying to do to this country? Completely destroy it? Oh, wait a minute, I already answered that question. I know that's what they're trying to do.
Well, you know, it's a sad fact that we do have free speech in this country. We allow people to say what they think, even we don't like it. But the thing is, when they're a guest in this country, that's a little bit different. You know, I don't know how many rights you have if you don't, if you're a guest here, if you've come on some sort of an educational visa. I mean, you are, in effect, in our house with our permission. We've allowed you to come here to gain something of value to you. Not necessarily to us, but to you. It's a value. And so how do you treat
us? They have basic human rights, Joe.
Huh?
They have basic human rights.
Well,
not to be harassed, murdered, beat up, killed because of their race, religion, or country of origin.
Oh, I agree.
That's what they have.
Okay.
Now, they don't have the right to purchase firearms, do they? So they don't have all the rights put upon the American citizens by the Constitution.
No, but they had the right to take flying lessons and learn how to not bother to learn how to land a plane.
Right, how to take off but not land.
Right. We're so dumb that nobody thought that was unusual. I mean...
Well, you know, I don't know.
I won't say we're dumb. We're just so naive in thinking that nobody's out to do bad things.
Uh-huh. Right, and it seems that they haven't learned the lesson, because otherwise we wouldn't have a wide-open border, and we wouldn't be trying to bring a bunch of Palestinians over here, which how many Hamas terrorists will be embedded with those people?
Well, that's a question. You know,
and they don't have an answer, neither.
I'd like to think that my Mayorkas, as Homeland Security Director, would be doing something to root them out. The numbers of the numbers of people that they're catching at the border is kind of scary. So, you know, they're catching them from all different countries. They're catching them from the Middle East. They're catching, I think they noted, I forget how many people. I was looking for the number here. Oh, yeah. Amid a report that more than 151 individuals on the terror watch list were apprehended at the southern border. Now, that's how many were apprehended. How many got in without being apprehended?
Exactly.
And where are they now, and what are they up to? You know, that's what Mayorkas, that and shutting the border down. I mean, you know, how stupid are we? We let these people in,
stop. Joe, it's not we. Because we, you and I, know that the border needs to be shut.
It's our government.
It's not us.
It's our government.
Well, and I didn't vote for it. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But it's not us, Joe. It's not us. It's the idiots in charge. Now, those people are stupid. Well, I don't think they are stupid, Joe. I think they're doing it on purpose.
Well, that would make
them
evil.
Why they would do it on purpose is, you know, in my opinion, criminal, but that's what I think.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to move on. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call,
as always. Have a good one.
Take care. Yes.
Don't forget, Jim Jordan will be Speaker of the House, because they're going to turn the radical Republicans that want to vote against him to vote for him. Because it's only the radical Republicans that don't want to vote for him.
I'm okay with Jim Jordan. I like the guy myself, so I'm okay with him. I hope he gets it. I hope somebody gets it, because this is getting to be a clown show down there.
Well, you know, it's always been a clown show. So you all have a great day.
You too, Stan. Thanks. 570-743-9565. Text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. One of our emailers said, Joe, did you ever hear the phrase, give them an inch and they'll take a mile? Every time we give an inch, they add something else. That's not bipartisan. I looked up the word conservative to make sure I am a conservative. The definition of conservative? Commitment to traditional values and ideas with opposition to change. Yep, I'm a conservative. Joe, does that definition fit you? I'm not opposed to change necessarily if it's good change. I think only an idiot would say nothing should ever change. So I'm okay with some change, but I don't like some of the changes that are being forced down our throats, to be honest with you. And then another one of our emailers, Doug, says, if I can get Doug's email up here, I, for one, liked how some of the congressmen, such as Gates, took a stand against the same old crap in Washington. They saw that despite what McCarthy may have said, he was is going to be just another politician who says one thing and then gets the position and buckles to the swamp. For far too long, the Republicans buckle under pressure and give in to the reckless spending and corruption that happens constantly in Washington. And for anyone who starts talking about Jim Jordan's alleged cover-up when at Ohio State, just think about what the allegations are. College-aged men, wrestlers, who are part of a sport of physicality and defense, were allegedly molested by the team doctor, who incidentally died before the allegations came out. I'm sorry, but that's a very hard thing to believe, and it sounds like nothing more than a typical money grab by the accusers. And then one of our texters notes a computer error that we had here this morning, and we're sorry about. Says, I'm starting to think this station is run by, and I'll spare you that, you have CBS News running at the same time as local news. Well, stop. Well, we'd love to have stopped it, but it was a computer error. And while we tried mightily to stop it, we just couldn't. So we apologize for that. Hopefully you will forgive us and keep on listening. The phone lines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 702-236, but put OTM at the start of your message.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Shouldn't healthcare be simpler? It can be. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans offer convenient access to Geisinger providers, plus a network of 30,000 doctors and 180 hospitals across Pennsylvania, with no referrals required for any plan. Better health is easier with the right partner. Call 866-352-5055 to request your free 2024 Plan Highlights Guide today.
Geisinger Gold or HMO PPO and HMO D-SNP plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold depends on contract renewal.
How long have you waited for your new tractor?
Well, my daddy waited so long, the buzzards were circling him.
I reckon it's been ever since I had that pedal tractor.
Stop all the nonsense. Now's the time to get to Country Turf and Trail, 7 miles south of Sunbury. The leftover year-end clearance is underway, and these tractors will not last. Save up to $5,000 on select tractors. Names like Bad Boy, CYM, and Massey Ferguson. Plus, get free delivery and special financing for qualified buyers. It's the year-end clearance event at Country Turf and Trail, 7 miles south of Sunbury. Tractor Heaven on Route 147.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries when you're done. It is fall, and fall means football season, tailgates, and time with family and friends to watch the big game. Surplus Outlet has you covered with all your big game needs. You always score money-saving deals when you shop at Surplus Outlet. Stop in often, save even more money. These specials go by fast.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Dan from New Berlin, you're on the mark this morning. What's in your mind?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Why, you know, Dan said a mouthful, which is absolutely true. The enemy to destroy the United States is right within us, right within this country, the left wing of the Democratic Party. And I don't even know if you believe that or not, that they're out to destroy our system of government and get a new socialized Marxism government here. That's why Donald Trump is they make him the worst person that ever lived, because they can't stand someone that's willing to stand up for American values that we value highly, we, the conservative people. And people don't want to believe that, but I don't know if you do or not, Joe, but it sounds horrible, but we're being destroyed from within the United States ourselves.
Well, Dan, I think there are people that have different views from us, and they believe that certain things would make this country better, just as Donald Trump has his beliefs, they have theirs. My problem isn't with their beliefs. My problem is that I think their agenda is more likely to be hurtful. But then, in my opinion, some of what Donald Trump's been saying and doing is hurtful to people in this country, too.
Now, Joe, I don't think you could be that naive.
Oh, give me a shot. I'll do it.
You know, here we have a group in college campuses called Students for Justice in Palestine. They're in over 300 campuses, and they're on the side of Hamas. I guess I said it right.
Hamas, yeah. Well, Hamas. You did say it right, but, you know, you didn't hear me say earlier that these people, if they're here on student guest visas, you know, I agree with Tom Cotton. If that's the way they're going to behave in this country, let's send them back. Because we have a law that says if you support terrorism, you're not allowed to be in this country on that kind of a visa. So let's take action. Let's send them back. They want to support Hamas. Send them to Palestine. Let them do it.
That'll never happen, because as I call it, the enemy within this country will not do that. They like what they're saying. They love it. They're on their side. All these Harvard was founded to teach preachers of the gospel. Look what they become now. A haven of troublemakers.
Yeah, well, they're not alone there, Dan. A lot of the college campuses have become that.
There's over 300 that are all for Students for Justice in Palestine, the ones that want to destroy us. And I'm not naive enough to think that this is just dumbness. This is, no one could be that dumb that they would allow open borders.
But I think what our prior caller said is relevant. He believes they have basic human, the Palestinians have basic human rights, whether they're here or whether they're in their own country. So if they are oppressed or feel they are oppressed, they have a right to try to get their grievances addressed, just as we tried to get King George III to address our grievances before we split. And we created a violent revolution that, to take ourselves physically away from the British. Now, except we didn't arbitrarily kill people, although we did do some atrocities. We didn't cut people's heads off. We didn't steal children. You know, if you can't condemn that, then you're a pretty sick individual. But, you know, the basic premise is there that people who feel they are oppressed have some right to try and get their grievances addressed. Don't you agree?
That's not as simple as that. You know, anybody that hates Jewish nation the way they hate it, and they hate us too. They hate them two countries. They call them the Big Satan. They're completely brainwashed. The thing is, here, you and I, we grew up a lot different than they did. We don't believe in killing. We don't kill our opponents in politics or anything. And it's hard for us to wrap our brains around people that are taught hate from a little child on up. They're just taught to hate their Jewish neighbors and taught to hate the United States. We grew up so different than that. We grew up with the Judeo-Christian ethics, basically, we did, which is slowly disappearing even from our country, them ethics. But basically, we're still all under that. We grew up thinking you do not kill. Do not kill.
Well, I think that we fought a lot of wars where we've actually killed people. Some of them, one or two of them, we actually started, like the Spanish-American War, which probably was one of our most unjust wars. The Mexican War, we weren't a real firm ground there either. But, you know, those are long in the past. Now, we don't fight unless we're provoked. And I always like the idea that America would never start a war. And I agree with that. I don't think we should. But we should finish one if one is forced upon us. But here, what we have are people who say that their rights are being taken away by another state. Now, is Israel right in taking away those rights? Well, I think until the people of Hamas show Israel that they can live in peace and they can stop their desire to wipe Israel off the face of the map, I think Israel has every right to be defensive and to defend itself. And they're two different things.
Right. Well, you know, if they get Gaza strip there, when they take it over, I hope they occupy it, because Israel treats the Palestinians that live within Israel are treated right. The Israel is a lot like us. You live in there, you can be a Christian, a Jew, Palestinian, and live within that country, and you have equal rights. It's like living in the United States. But there, Hamas infiltrated that area, and it's too bad the ones that might be innocent in there are going to have to suffer the consequences if they don't get out. So,
well, it's a complex situation over there, Dan, and it's going to require a certain amount of compromise on both parts. I think we need to get Jimmy Carter back in the spirit of Camp David, where we actually had some cooperation between the two sides. And look at that. That deal between Israel and Egypt has lasted a long time, you know, and they've found that there is another way forward besides fighting. Until we can get Hamas to that point, we're going to have these conflicts and the other Arab radicals. Hey, listen, Dan, we'll give you the last word, then we have to move on. We have another call.
Well, I'll tell you, people, the enemy is within the United States, and you don't want to believe it. Look around. People can't be that dumb that we'd have open borders.
Okay.
And that's my final statement.
Well,
hey,
remember the old cartoon
with you, Joe.
Remember the old cartoon adage: we have seen the enemy, and he is us. Hey, thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call, Eric. You're on the mark this morning from Port Treverton.
Good morning, Joe. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Good to hear your voice.
God bless you. Good to hear yours as well. So Dan says that it's the Democrats trying to overthrow our system of government. What was that on January 6th, Dan? That Democrat in there, you know, trying to maintain, you know, a Republican in office, and never killed anyone in the name of politics. Some people died that day, Dan, sorry to say.
Well, just one, not some, one. And she was on the other side.
I know, but it caused her death, and I think she would have been alive, safe, and well if she was standing outside rather than trying to break right into the House of Congress.
Well, I agree. She brought on her own fate. Yeah, no argument.
Right, right. So, reading in the Daily Item today, the Republican Committee for Northumberland has been the first in the state to endorse former President Trump for presidency in 2024.
Oh, I didn't read that.
They were the first in the state and proud of it.
Okay.
No, you know, prior to any kind of, you know, process with maybe an election, you know, a
primary.
You know,
is that the word you're looking for?
Primary. Thank you. My words. Primary. So here we are, 13 months, not quite, almost, let's say 12 months and 3 weeks ahead of the election, and already the Republicans in Northumberland, you know, have rubber stamped him. What happened to voting? What happened to electoral process, Dan, or Joe?
Well, they're entitled to their opinion. I mean, a lot of folks have endorsed candidates right now. There are people lining up, handing money to almost all of them, some getting more, some getting less. But, I mean, that's what we do in this country. We don't wait till the last minute and then say, oh, I think I'll vote for X. We form our opinions and we support those people in advance.
Northumberland has... County is the first one to come out in the whole state Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
So what?
Of which, two-thirds? Well, because then what voting in the springtime for the primary elections means nothing,
well,
then, right?
Let me ask you this. Do you follow...
Will they reverse their course?
You're a Democrat, right?
Will they reverse their course?
Are you a Democrat? You are a Democrat, aren't you, Eric? Huh?
I am.
Okay.
Surprise!
Now, all right, no surprise. Now, the Democratic Party endorses Joe Biden. You know, or they endorse Elmer Fudd? Let me finish. If they endorse Elmer Fudd, are you going to say, "Oh, I'm going to vote for Elmer Fudd"? I don't care who they endorse. I'm going to make up my own mind. I just add that as another piece of information. Oh, he's got some support here. Isn't that fair?
Why have the election in the spring at all, then?
Because I don't vote the way the Northumberland County Republican Party tells me, and I suspect there are many Republicans in Northumberland County who won't vote that way either. But it is an endorsement. People endorse candidates all the time. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the American way.
As far as I know, there hasn't been, and I could be wrong on that, the... local Democrats haven't endorsed anyone officially, have they, to my knowledge?
Well, I don't know that they've come out and opposed anybody. I haven't heard them express any concern over Joe Biden's age or his mental competency or his physical abilities. I don't know what they're doing, so maybe they've decided to remain silent for a while. A lot of Democrats, though, are saying that they have reservations about Joe Biden because of his age, his apparent frailty in some instances, and his lack of mental acuity on quite a few occasions.
I'm not saying I'm anti-president. I'm just saying I want voice. I want some Democrats to step forward and let's have a debate. Let's see if there's other candidates viable, younger.
Well, I agree.
You know, with different ideas. That's you know. So if they call you a rhino, right, Republican name only, maybe some of my Democrats call Eric a dino, Democrat in name only. I don't know. Rhino and dino. I just, before I go, because I know probably about the callers.
No, you go ahead. You got another minute or two.
Okay, great. So Dan says that. The great democracy in which we live, in which I fully believe in, my ancestors, you know, fought in the Revolutionary War, died for our independence. You know, but we to say that our system of government never oppressed or killed anybody, and I'm totally against what Hamas has done. Don't get me wrong, terrorism, any form, you know, kidnapping, everything, absolutely wrong, horrible, and they need to be wiped out. I'm not supporting the Hamas. I'm not necessarily supporting the Palestinians. But for Dan to make blanket statements like the United States isn't blemished, and you brought up two, which were, I think, very good in wars, but I was just through in the northwest part of Georgia and came across something called the Trail of Tears. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it, yes. Yeah,
so it's where basically after making several treaties with the Native American Cherokees in this instance, the U.S. government decided, no, we don't want them, and they forcefully... remove them from their homes in the mountains, Smoky Mountains in Appalachia, and forced them to march out and relocated them to Oklahoma.
Right.
And along the way, thousands or tens of thousands of them were killed, died from exposure and everything, trail of tears. Just something I was reminded because I drove through that area, and it's very remote, very steep and everything, and I could just see, you know, these babies dying alongside the trail and so forth. So Dan to come out and say that America is blameless and we've never done anything to kill other people, and even our Christian nation, what about the Crusades? Now, Dan would say, well, that's Catholicism and so forth. You know, what about the Crusades? You know, going in and killing Muslims, you know, and no one's blameless. We all stand before God, you know, having offended. But to have this constant, you know, blathering that, you know, we're so great, we never made any mistakes is not true history. And the student of history, I just bring that up.
Well, I agree with you.
I'm not saying either party is blameless, but to say that one is you know, absolutely blameless is not true either.
But I think for us to have any peace in the Middle East, and several of our callers who are biblically oriented have said that we'll never get it because it's ordained that we don't. But I mean, I think we have to try and get people to stop killing one another. And I think that we've got to encourage people to live together. We had a civil war. We fought a great civil war in this country that divided this country, sometimes divided families right down the middle. And yet after that war was over, we managed to come together. You know, granted, there are still bumps along the road, but we realized that we were better off together than we were separately. And it took a bloody war for us to come to that realization. I hope it doesn't continue to take that in other places in the world for people to realize that they need to find some way to come together.
I think you're absolutely right that's what we need to do in politics in this coming election. And I'm looking for a candidate who's willing to try to bring us together. And I don't think either the candidates right now who are in the forefront are doing that. And I just think that the Republicans and, you know, the committee endorsing former President Trump, after all that's been going on, after all he's accused of, and everything that he's looking at, to endorse him now without, you know, it's ludicrous. And I don't know. I'm not a Republican, so okay. I can't say you are, so I'll leave it over to you.
Well, the next caller is, so we'll get to him, and then he'll tell you where you're wrong. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call. Bill, stand by. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of On the Mark. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries when you're done. It is fall, and fall means football season, tailgates, and time with family and friends to watch the big game. Surplus Outlet has you covered with all your big game needs. You always score money-saving deals when you shop at Surplus Outlet. Stop in often and save even more money. These specials go by fast.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
If you're not using the Giant app, then you're grocery shopping in the past and missing out on all of Giant's awesome exclusive offers, tubular digital coupons, and righteous rewards. And the best part? It's all right on your phone, but not the kind with an antenna that you keep in a neon green fanny pack. So get with the times. Get the Giant app and get saving. It's pretty, well, rad. Giant, for today's table.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. We have several texts and emails, but we have a caller on the line, and he's been very patient. Bill, you're on the mark. Good morning from Bloomsburg.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey, I misspoke yesterday when I said the Biden administration directed the FBI to go and interview conservatives. I said it was 1,000. The initial round was 100,000, so you had 100,000 FBI agents knocking on people's doors.
How many FBI agents? How many? We don't have 100,000 FBI agents.
No, 1,000 Republicans. The FBI's agents were ordered, were directed to go knock on 1,000 doors,
okay,
Republican conservatives, and interview them on their political whatever. That's election interference, that's intimidation, okay?
Well, what was the point of their knocking? What was it they were trying to find out? I'm not certain I'm aware of this.
Well, Mark Levin, just listen to him, and he's a straight-up guy, who knows what their main objective was. But that's election intimidation.
Well, yeah, but it has to be what they ask them has to be intimidating. I mean, Bill, it's not that they ask questions if they had some reason to ask them. The question is, you're saying it's election interference. What is it they ask them that interfered with their right to vote?
I mean, it all trickled out, but it was done. I mean, it's factual. And you have to understand, too, also, the police state. That's where it all comes down, in the police state. And you know, they want electric cars and whatnot, but at no point do they go to the coal people and say, hey, you can no longer put a shovel into this great land and stop digging coal up. So they stop us from using coal and whatnot and shut down these places, but yet they're still allowed to dig it and they're still allowed to ship it overseas. Like, it don't make no sense. Like, so the whole operation of coal, if their way of thinking is, it shouldn't be allowed. See, it don't make no sense.
Well,
but
I must admit,
ship it to other countries.
You got the troops out in the rain here. I'm not certain I understand what that's got to do with people coming, FBI agents going to someone's door and asking them some kind of question that you say is election interference. And you said it's trickled out, but it hasn't trickled out to me.
Well, I'll get it. I'll go back and listen to Mark Levin. I'll get that intel.
Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing what it is he has to say. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't watch Mark Levin. I think he's a little bit over the top.
No, I listen to his podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to watch him on Sundays and Saturdays.
Oh, okay. I've seen his show, but I don't watch it religiously.
And John Solomon and Dan Bongino. But the thing is, and you have to understand, too, Iran and Hamas are different Muslims. They kill each other, but the Hamas is it's equivalent to a street gang almost. They just do the dirty work, and Iran feeds them with everything they need, and the United States continues to give them money, which is the country is run by Hamas. and we continue to give them aid, you know.
Right.
And where the Trumpster had them crippled, like Biden, like the dollar was a dollar when Trump left office. The dollar is only worth 85 cents right now, bottom line. You have countries and other countries, and especially Africa, that don't no longer use our currency because they're trying to push the dollar out as a world currency.
Well, the Chinese are trying that. They're trying to get their currency accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to happen. If this coup stays in, it's coming down the road. And when they trickle into that electronic banking and payroll and whatnot, it's going to get down to the point where they could tell you where you could shop and not shop and shut your account that you can't buy certain things. I mean,
why would anybody want to do that? How would that benefit anybody?
If Trump had a speeding ticket, or if Trump had a parking ticket, right, which is a $10-$15 fine, they would try to impeach him. They would freeze his assets. They would. You understand how they're coming at this man with everything, like this everything. Why are they coming at? You got to sit back and look at why are they coming at this guy for everything. Like the guy can't. Like he can't even spit on the sidewalk because he's going after them and they're being exposed. They would never have been exposed to this point if it wasn't for him.
Okay. We'll give you the last word. We have to move on. We have two other calls pending. So go ahead. Last word.
Last word. You're dead when your heartbeat stops. When your heartbeat starts, you're alive.
Okay. That's a good deal. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate your call as always. Harry, stand by. We're going to get to you in just a moment. We have another call coming in, but we have a text here that we promised we'd get to. People are talking about how the United States is completely innocent of committing crimes on our people or other people. But if you think that, you're sadly mistaken. Our government will get rid of anyone who does not fit their current agenda. Example, I have an older cousin who was in the CIA. He decided that he was finished and wanted to get out. He went missing and was found 3 weeks later, bludgeoned and stuffed in the back of a car in an airport near D.C. He definitely was taken out by the government, and that is one of many, many cases. Well, that's disturbing information for sure. We have to take our final break of the day. Harry, hang on, and we have another caller pending. We'll get back to you folks in just a minute.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today on Hey Culligan, why does your team stink? Here's Coach Waters.
Hey Culligan. Yeah, my team stinks.
Ooh, harsh.
No. I mean they stink. They won't hit the showers because it makes their skin all dry and itchy.
Coach, it sounds like your guys have been hit hard by hard water.
You kidding me? Hard water?
Yep, so let's call an audible in the form of one Culligan Smart High Efficiency Water Softener to get the smooth back in their skin and the stink out of your team.
Okay, Culligan, I'm putting you in.
Coach, we're already on the way.
Kick things off with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries groceries when you're done. It is fall, and fall means football season, tailgates, and time with family and friends to watch the big game. Surplus Outlet has you covered with all your big game needs. You always score money-saving deals when you shop at Surplus Outlet. Stop in often and save even more money. These specials go by fast.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
Welcome back to On the Mark. We have two callers pending. We'll get both of them on the air here with some amount of time. But Harry, you have been first, and you are patient, and you are on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. I find it somewhat interesting that we seem to be missing the point with the Hamas attacks. I think that we are constantly trying to put blame on places where it doesn't belong. And I think that's all tied into the extremism that we practice as well as some of these groups like Hamas does. The fact of the matter is what they did was barbarism and butchery, and there is no defense for it. Not if you have any modicum, I mean one scintilla of human decency is in you, can there be a defense for it. What does bother me is we, as the government, has helped fund that. Because any time we give money to Iran, and I'm not saying it all goes there, but you have to believe that some of that money is being funneled to Hamas.
They are,
the charter of Hamas basically says they're here to wipe out anybody who's non-Islamic, which is also the belief of the Ayatollahs who run Iran. So, you know, we have... In a perverse kind of way, we actually have blood on our hands in this war too, which kind of further disproves Dan's theories. Everybody, every nation has blood on their hands, has things that they look back and they say, whew, don't know if I'd have done that, you know. And we can't constantly look at stuff through our own propaganda-driven beliefs or jingoistic or just being patriotic because you can't say anything bad against where you are. As good as we are in this country, we have things that we do wrong, obviously, just like everybody. I always say the only perfect person I ever heard of got hung on a cross. Nobody's spitting me for one. So, I think that's a big issue that we're overlooking here, is the fact that there's no defense for this. There is absolutely no defense. What bothers me the most too is I don't know how many terrorists are coming across the border. There's no way of knowing that. But it bothers me that there doesn't seem to be any concern of stopping them. And I think the two do go together. I don't know how much they go together, but the two do go together. And I have one other thought too. I find that somewhat sad for the Israeli people. I mean, they have enough things and enough problems going on, and now they have to put up with Biden coming over. I think that's kind of like piling on.
Yeah, I can't argue that one with you.
Well, I found it very disingenuous at best that he basically was telling them not to, you know, how to do things in the Gaza Strip. I mean, he doesn't know what to do here. He's got no business, and no American president would have any business telling them what to do there, and especially in a situation like that. So I find that if that's what he's going over there for, then he should stay home.
Okay. Hey, thanks. I appreciate your call, Harry. Take care, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. And let's see, Joseph, we have a minute left. You'll get it.
Oh, boy. You asked a question. Why would... They want to do away with currency and have this electronic funds transfer system. You realize the billions and billions of dollars that are not reported in private sales by cash? All your drug deals are probably done by cash. I'm sure they wouldn't do it with a credit card because they're going to have to give an account. It's follow the money. In other words, the government wants to get every penny that you make and tax it. And not alone, and just to sum it up here, there was a book written 2,000 years ago that says that the last end of time, there would be a government system that you'd have to receive a mark or the name or the...
Right. Well, I'm sorry, Joseph. We're out of time. Call back earlier if you want to talk. We have, I know, a regular group of people that call in, and that we love them, and they're more than welcome to do so. But if you want to join the fray tomorrow, give us a call at 570-743-9565. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, this is WKOK Sunbury.